On November 8, 2016, Donald J. Trump was elected president. Most of this book's readers probably didn't vote for him. In fact, for a great many Americans, his election was an unthinkable, unimaginable event. That doesn't matter now. It happened. Now, all anyone can do is wait and see what kind of president Donald John Trump will become. On the hopeful side, he has not put forth a clear and consistent ideology, and some say this means he is simply the ultimate pragmatist. On the other side of the ledger, his pre-inauguration appointments do not signal pragmatism and are giving many people cause for extreme concern. But as a 538 headline read after the election, we've never known less about an incoming president's ideology. By itself, serving as president doesn't assure one historical greatness or even importance. And mouthing off in an unpleasant way doesn't necessarily do a nation serious long-term harm. Many American presidents have been deemed to have been failures or non-starters. One of the most forgettable was John Tyler, the 10th president of the United States. He became president only because the 9th president, William Henry Harrison, died of the pneumonia he is said to have caught at his inauguration, thus giving Vice President Tyler the top job, and the nickname His Accidency. Tyler vetoed key points of his own Whig Party's program, leading to the resignation of all but one member of his cabinet, was almost impeached, and was eventually discarded by the Whigs at the next election cycle. Teddy Roosevelt summed up his legacy this way: "Tyler has been called a mediocre man, but this is unwarranted flattery." James Buchanan, the 15th president, was either equally ignorable, the defender's view, or downright destructive, the detractor's view. He insisted that Congress had no power to stop the spread of slavery into the territories, and watched helplessly as the nation began to split apart. Now consider Warren G. Harding, who appointed dozens of corrupt officials to powerful positions, prompting perhaps the second biggest scandal in White House history, the Teapot Dome bribery affair. And of course, there's Richard M. Nixon, the instigator of the biggest scandal, the Watergate break-in and its cover-up. Nixon was the only president to be driven ignominiously from the White House in the midst of his term, resigning in 1974. At the moment, historians aren't looking terribly kindly at George W. Bush either, since he may have committed the most serious foreign policy error in our nation's history, the Second Gulf War. Other presidents, having taken office surrounded by doubts, stepped up to the role. Abraham Lincoln was well respected, but little in his previous career suggested he would become the greatest president in our nation's history. Dwight Eisenhower, like Trump, came into the office without ever having held a political office, but he earned a place on many historians' top 10 lists. Harry Truman is a classic growth story. He inherited the presidency upon Franklin D. Roosevelt's death and wasn't even expected to keep the job at the next election. He not only won, but is also widely deemed to have been an excellent commander-in-chief. Presidents are best judged by history, decades after their administrations conclude. Thus, it's difficult, and perhaps unfair, to judge Trump before his even begins. We don't know what he's going to do. His backstory is so murky and his disclosures so scanty that we don't even know much about what he's already done. However, judging from his most extreme outbursts and his choice of inner circle, there are plenty of horrific possibilities. He could, for example, transfer power over all federal lands to the states, where their protection from development and environmental harm would become minimal. He could back out of all of the international climate change agreements, which would stun the rest of the participating nations. He could undo nearly a century of progress by appointing conservative justices, both to lower courts and to the Supreme Court, tilting the laws of the land rightward for decades to come. He could dismantle what little regulatory protection we currently have from the Wall Street excesses that caused the Great Recession. He could force us into some doomed armed foreign conflict, perhaps this time with Iran.